transmitiendo nuestra comunidad al mundo.
I got sad, very sad. I started gaining weight. a lot of weight. And then, yeah, in person, going into in person made me, well, I meet another friend, a lot of new friends, and they motivated me to go to the gym, work out, and get better.
That's good.
Pues,
la
verdad, me cagué a las dos, todo bien, porque... Pues en persona no tenía muchas personas con quien hablar, pero por los poquitos que tenía, era normal. Yo estaba acostumbrada a decir que ser famosa, ¿no? Y en online, pues sí, hubo un tiempo que sí, por ejemplo, dibujo. No tenía motivación, quería dibujar. En arte, pues tenía arte y todo eso, dibujaba así. Así no, como que no me entraba. Pero también hubo cosas positivas, ¿no? Ya que regresamos. En persona, pues mi estilo de ropa me pasé también, la actitud y todo, porque antes si me ponía enfrente a presentar empezaba a temblar acá y ahora es como de que ya muy feliz acá yo presentando, o sea, cambié, no sé qué me pasó, cambié, pero pues cambió para bien.
Qué suave. Pues, I mean, in the positive note, I think going back into, like, when we were online, like, the positive thing was, like, we got to stay more organized.
Yeah,
we, like,
sure.
Used to, like, know how to, like, limit our time in classes. Like, if we had homework, we used to, like, be doing it during class, like, try not to get behind. And, yes, the teachers are lenient, but, like, we also, like, we're responsible for our own stuff, and I think that's gonna really help us, like, in college.
Yeah.
Like, because that's how, like, college is probably gonna be, because it's gonna be, like, in the computer, like, if we do it online. And, I mean, like, going back to school, like, it is a lot harder. Like, how Mariana was saying, like,
yeah,
you, like, change differently, like, now you're, like, oh, like, this is you, like, te atrasas más.
I feel like on...
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I feel like online, I have better time management than I do in person.
Yeah.
Because I get so many assignments at once that I procrastinate until the end. And I mean, I do that, but not as good as I would have done them if I had done them before.
And that's interesting because I'm the opposite. I used to procrastinate for when I was online because, like, it was ingenuity for us. So just like, okay, like, I'll just do it in, like, an hour. And then I'll forget about it.
Oh, because you're a sophomore, right? So
yeah.
I was in my freshman year class, so I was going into my freshman year.
In my sophomore, so it was just like a lot of this, like, hey, welcome back, sophomores. You guys are no longer freshmen. Like, we're kind of stuck in there in the middle. So to me, it was kind of like a okay, like we're kind of late to it, but it works. To me, it was a bit of like it wasn't really much of a shock because I already knew the campus with my brother because he was at the high school. So to me, it was just like, oh, okay, like, I'm there. But it was at first like daunting to go back. Because
I didn't know how to react to
it, but it was
super
interesting. And your mission?
How was
that for you?
I didn't do any homework during online. I slept all day, ate all day, played video games all day. All I did. And coming back, well, going into freshman, it was not hard because I missed high school. Well, school, and, well, yeah.
Did you guys feel, like, a change? Like, because I did, like, entering, like, high, well, entering senior year, I still thought I was a junior.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I thought I was still in, like, that time lapse.
So I didn't get that. I don't believe it. I mean, I'm happy that I got to, be in person for my last year.
Yeah.
But it's, like, because when we left, we were sophomores. So, like, coming back.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That is very true. I forgot.
So, it's like, tricky.
So, it's like,
whoa.
It's like, now we're the older people. They're
at school.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
So, like, as a freshman, I feel like we're 2 years. We're like, oh my god, you're so old. But then, like, when you're a senior, you're like...
No.
Is that true? You see me all the
time? Well, for me, when I was a freshman, like, I would see the senior, and I'd be like, oh, no, like, this will go well. But then, like, now that I'm a senior, I'm like, well,
it's like, I'm way too young for this.
I'm way too young.
One thing that I did do, for, I don't know why I did this, but it was when I was online for freshman year, I burned myself out. Like, mm-hmm. I would sign up for, like, university because I had no idea what I was signing up for, and just go to, like, these panels, and I had no idea what they were about. I just kind of sat there.
Oh, wow.
And I still get emails to this day, like, please come join this panel. And I'm like, I don't know why I joined this. I burned myself out online because I thought it was so important to, like, start immediately, yeah. Go for it, like, it doesn't matter, throw yourself into everything. Like, I was in, like, 3 clubs, 4 clubs, because wow. I thought that it was like, okay, whatever, I don't care, I'm a freshman, and I'm starting it, and I'm just going to throw myself into it. Then I kind of was like, oh, that's a waste of time, because I didn't do anything. I just sat there listening to lectures for 4 hours about money and financial aid. And I'm like,
a freshman should not be listening to this.
Starting early?
I feel like
early. You should start that when you're a junior.
Yeah.
Or sophomore year, like your junior.
It's like quarter
summer. Here's the summer before your junior year.
Because I'm like in the university club right now, semester.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, like, and they mean like invited me to go so like I can like see how it works. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, like, I guess now I have to really like care about this, but I don't want to go back into the mindset like I was online when like throwing myself in a ton of things because I'm in 3 clubs. So it's like, and they want for me to get a club. I'm like, I can do 4 plus school. So I'm like, I'll just
enjoy your year.
I mean, your high school year. Your high school year.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I see that you have other comments about how they felt going back into it person.
Yeah, so these are all, I have 4 quotes from people that are my grade. So the first one is anonymous from a sophomore, and it's, spending time alone during online learning gave me the time to find myself. That's really interesting to me.
Really interesting. Wow. Yeah.
I would assume that people would be like, no, I didn't find anything. Like, I don't know.
I think it's like really intriguing to see how different people like took that online, because like a lot of people needed it, or a lot of people liked it. Mm-hmm. So it's like interesting to see everyone's perspective on that.
Yeah, so then the second one I have is also anonymous from sophomore. Not even the latest technology can come to replace the friendship, the education, nor the environment we acquire from attending school in person. Which is very true.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, no technology can ever take away, like, being in person and, like, sitting there with your classmates, like, talking
to
you.
Hey, you picked a question?
Like, yeah. You know, like, we never got that experience. You know what we did? We got our phones and put it under the table for our teacher and see that we were, like, texting. And be like, hey, do you understand what you said?
Yeah.
It's lagging for me. Like, it's not how it's going to work. And then the third one is from Joy Bethanio. She is also a sophomore. Even though I was able to become more independent during this pandemic, I never thought that I would need people as much as I do when I finally came back to school. So it was like, it's a combination between the first quote and the second quote, which is like the need to like be with people, and also the idea that like they found themselves like during the pandemic.
Because I feel like a lot of people felt bullied, like, because like a lot of people lost that communication with like friends, because like not a lot of people have phones. Like, even, like, eighth graders, like, I knew, like, some that didn't have their phones, and, like, they couldn't communicate with, like, their like, with their other students, you know? So, like, that's how, like, that's harder for them, you know?
And it's, I didn't get my phone until freshman year, so I got it, like, as soon as, like, the pandemic started, because I didn't have it in 6th, 7th, or more. So I got it realistically kind of late, my phone, but how, like, it was in my grade. Like, everyone had a phone. Would be like, oh my god, like, let's get back that. And I'm like, okay, like, but I didn't have that.
Yeah.
So it was like, to people that, for the kids that don't have it and they have to communicate, it's kind of like, how do I email? So it was like that kind of situation. And the final quote I have is from Eric Figueroa, and he's also a sophomore. Okay, well, honestly, I was kind of glad to be going back to physical, because
It was very difficult to focus online and very easy to get distracted. So my grades weren't as good as they usually are.
Which is very common to happen. So it's like to be distracted by something very easily whenever you're doing online. But yeah, that was a huge one for me as well, like getting distracted. I don't know if it's happened to anyone else.
Yeah. Like when the teachers used to be talking and my mom used to call me, I used to literally leave the computer there. And I used to fall asleep during my first and second.
Oh yeah. I would make breakfast during my fourth. Like I would put the computer in the kitchen and I would make breakfast.
The camera off. And yeah, then when they used to be like, turn on your cameras, I was all like, okay, well.
Let me wake up.
And we'll be showing this part.
I would try to show my full face because if not, I felt bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Did you guys ever turn on your cameras?
I even showered while in the studio. No, sí, sí me bañaba, pero es que el día anterior, pues hice algo, y el día anterior hice algo otra vez, así que no tuve tiempo para bañarme por dos días. El siguiente día, pues, es que apesto, debería de bañarme. First year, hey, mister, voy a entrar al baño. Luego, pues, ahorita entro. I was listening to the class, I was showering. So, yeah.
They call you for a question? Hold on, let me finish.
Mister, me ando bañando, pero it's fine.
No, I used to, whenever I used to be showering, I used to be like, oh, because my sister was at school too, and I used to give her my computer. I was like, if they ask you a question, just be like, oh, wait, hold on, or that is lagging. And she, like, sometimes they made her, like, turn on the camera, and because me and her looked so alike, like, they never used to know who was who. So I was like, okay, I can get used to this.
You go take a nap while your sister's, like, doing
her own. No, like, honestly.
Did you guys have, like, other people, like, in your house? Online.
I had my mom, my brother, who's a college student, was there as well, and my dad, so, and my dogs, so, like, they were all there, so I was kind of just, like, my dog would jump on me, and, like, at one point, during one of the Zoom meets, my dog, she fell off something, and I had to leave the meeting to go help my dog, and I got, like, points deducted because I was no longer in the Zoom.
Yeah.
And I said, it's a family issue. It's literally just my dog.
I mean, your dog's part of the family, so.
But it was hilarious because I didn't know what to do, so I just like left and I was like, okay.
I had my little siblings because I'm the oldest, so my brother and my sister. Mm-hmm. And it was like a lot harder for me because my parents work, so it was just me and them. So it was like difficult to kind of keep an eye on them but do my work also.
Multitask. Yeah,
very much.
Well, the one that was only doing online was me and my older sister. She was a senior. And, like, we were always taking turns. We were always, like, giving each other, like, our computer and be like, oh, well, listen, because I'm going to go do this. Like, my mom told me to do this. And once I was at my grandma's house, I slept over there to help her with my baby cousin. And it was the most horrible thing ever because I didn't know my camera was on. And my grandma was all like, ¿Qué está diciendo? And I was like, come on, come. I was like, stop. And then the teacher was all like, oh, well, tell your grandmother I say hi. And I was like, okay. I was like, oh, that was the most embarrassing thing that has happened.
Oh, God. Pues, mi gato se ponía a modelar ahí en la cama. Pues, estaba en mi cama, ¿no? Y mi gato dormía atrás. Pero justamente cuando empezaba cuarto periodo se ponía a ver a la cámara así, o empezaba a jugar con mi cabello y pues ahí se echaba un show y la misma voz se me quedaba viendo así como qué está pasando. Y pues ya, y a veces que se peleaba con mi perrita. Y cuando estaba hablando se andaba peleando, ¿no? Y estaba así como de.
Let me figure out this math problem.
Sí. O hay veces de que estaba acostada, pues así nomás con el teléfono. Y pues ni hablaban, y pues también me peinaba así rápido para salir de la cama. Y luego también mi hermana apenas había empezado a trabajar. Y llegaba bien tarde a la casa, pues y sus clases empezaban a las 5 y yo salía a las 6. Entonces ella está en la universidad y era online también. Y pues un día me dijo, hazme el paro y métete en mi clase. Cuando me metí, que va diciendo, prendan sus cámaras y yo, pues le tuve que hacer pasar con mi hermana. No sospecharon nada. Dicen, muchos dicen, pero no nos vemos parecido. Pero pues muchos dicen que somos gemelas, pero pues no somos.
Mira. Yo, pues los primeros 3-4 meses estaba, pues, en el cuarto de mi hermano, teníamos dos camas, y pues estaba un despacio, como así largo, y pues ahí hacíamos nuestras clases, 4 meses, y dije, no, bueno, todo bien. El mes siguiente, mi mamá dice, nos vamos a ir, pues teníamos otra casa, pero no la estábamos usando. Dijo, nos vamos a ir, vamos a limpiar la casa y pues te quedas con mi cuarto. Y yo, huevo, cuarto nuevo. Tuve mi propio cuarto y pues no había nadie porque pues mi abuela trabajaba todo el día. Y pues tengo mis abuelas, pero ella no sale de su cuarto. Así que pues. Y luego mi hermano se fue a vivir con mi mamá. Así que yo tenía la casa para mí solo.
What was your funniest, like,
experience
with your technology error or like not functioning with like? It could be from yours or it could be someone else's that's happened. But like, what's the funniest thing that's happened?
For me, I think my mic unmuted like 3 times, and I would be talking, but like not to obviously like on FaceTime. I'd be on FaceTime with my friends. And like the teacher would hear everything. And I think one time me and my friend were on FaceTime and we were like singing. And we were in the same class. But like her mic was muted. You could hear something in the background that's very embarrassing. That similar happened to me and my sister. I think it was my 5th period. And like we were eating breakfast, like you know how we used to eat breakfast like really late, like around 10. So we were eating breakfast and she was hearing a song in the TV and she started singing. And I didn't know my mic was like on. And so she was all singing and I noticed that the class was like really quiet and he's always talking. So I looked and I was just like, why isn't he talking? And then they used to call me Angelica. He was just like, Angelica, nice singing skills. And I was like, that wasn't me, that was my sister. And then I muted and I was like, oh my god, no.
Well, my computer kind of exploded.
How did that happen?
So, it was charging, but my computer does not have my old computer does not have the best battery life. So, I leave it charging all day. And actually, the day before that, we dropped a door on my laptop like 3 times. So, the side, it had no side. And then my sister, like when I got it, a year after I got it, she kicked it. And no longer, you can't see it anymore. So, I had to connect it to a TV. And then one day, I was in the Zoom meeting while playing video games. And it was too much because I had Google again, video games, Spotify, and some other stuff that I just had, like, a lot of stuff. I had a lot of stuff. And then, so I'm playing, I have my headphones on. I hear Emilio. Everything died. And then I got a new computer because I thought it wasn't working anymore. And then, like, 2-3 weeks ago, I said, I'm going to take this computer, I'm going to take it to the paintball, and I'm going to shoot it. But before doing that, I'm going to try it to see if it still works. I try it, computer still works. I spent almost $1,000 on a computer that, well, I could have used my old computer. So, yeah.
Yo digo que a mí lo que más me dio vergüenza, sí, estaba haciendo una presentación para inglés y desde mis hermanos, no entren a mi cuarto, o si entran, háganse yo de que se estoy presentando, ¿sí? Y pues mi hermano como que no entendió. Y yo estaba haciendo una presentación acá y pues mis perritas andaban ahí de locas. Y llega mi hermano y dice, Mayer, ven a separar a las perras. Y le digo, y está así como de aguántame. Y pues una plática así de que no, es que me tiraron el agua y está así como. Y el piso nomás se me cae porque no sabía español. Pero de fondo todos los niños pues estaban riendo. Está así como de no.
Wow. Online kind of embarrasses us.
Yeah. I know.
But I mean, I think like we got to have like that experience, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now being in person, I prefer it like 100%.
Yeah. Oh yeah, me too.
Sure. Even though like I have to like.
Iba a marcar a mi mamá. Me metí a first period, tenía apagada la cámara, me hacía algo de desayunar y lo dormía. Fourth period, mi mamá me despierta. Oigan, ya es fourth period. Ya van a tener noche, ya despiértense. Nos despertamos, 10 minutes for fourth period, lo demás me dormía. Ponía un timer y me iba a hacer otra comida para comer, porque a lo primero me desayunaba pues algo light y lo demás pues ya comía.
So I never fall asleep in the class, so to me it's just like, ooh, that's interesting.
Es que es el espíritu de freshman. Uno de freshman llega bien motivado, bien feliz, bien interactivo, y un senior le dice todo.
I mean, just still in person. I'll fall asleep during my first every job. Yeah. Like, I have
so much energy in the morning, so I'm just like, okay, time to start school. Like, and I'm a sophomore, so I don't know what's going on.
It's like, give me your energy. Transfer it.
Like,
you
still
have a good
weekend.
Yes.
I mean, well, it was cute. Well, thank you everyone for sharing guys' like, stories. It was a lot of fun. We'll see you guys
next episode.
Next episode. Yeah.
Bye. Bye.